Okay. What are kinds of stinging insects there around here?
Well, we have the jarfly. Old jarfly makes a jarring kind of a noise, and the katydids. Mm-hmm. At night, especially in the cold year coming on, we have the jarflies and the katydids. And
these are kinds that sting you, though.
Well, these kind of sting you. They are mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes that sting you.
How about the bigger ones that are?
We have the big wasp and the bumblebees and the hornets and things like that.
Okay.
They're all in the stinging.
How's a hornet and a wasp differ?
Well, a hornet is black, and they build a hornet builds a nest out of looks kind of like paper out of tissue that they get off of rails, and they carry that, and they build their they lay their eggs in the inside of this, and then cover it over with this white coating.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a great big size, and they lay their eggs in there, and they hatch out, and they have one small opening that they go in and carry their food into the the young ones. And as they hatch out and multiply, they keep making that that home larger till it gets sometimes as big as your head almost. And in the run of a summer, well, there maybe be they'll hatch out 100 young ones there and have a great big. They call that a hornet's nest.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the wasps, they build theirs. They make it hang it up on the wall and build it together. And they make it kind of out of a preparation, kind of like that, too, paper. And they lay their eggs all in that, and they feed there as they hatch out. And they feed their young ones there.
You know of a kind of stinging insect that makes its nest in the ground?
Well, that's Mr. They don't always make it in the ground, but that's Mr. Yellow Jacket.
All right.
They sometimes they make it up on, they hang it up on trees, but mostly make it in the ground. And and then the polecat, they have their honey down there that their young ones feed on, and Mr. Polecat loves that honey.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Polecat, he's so protected there with all his fur, he can dig down, and dig the nest out to eat the honey. I don't know whether you knew that or
no,
not.
No, I didn't.
Oh, they love that honey.
Yeah.
And
just like bears.
Oh, Mr. Yellowjack can't hardly sting him to death because he has so much hair. He can't.
Uh-huh.
He can't get down to where it hurts him much, and he just sit in there and gobble that honey down.
Uh-huh. What do you call these kind of wasps that don't sting? It's kind of make mud.
Mud daubers.
Okay.
They call them mud daubers.
Okay. And what do you call these little insects that get under your skin? They burrow down under your skin and then they die there. And
I don't know whether they're leeches or...
Well, something like that. I don't know if you ever call them red bugs or chiggers.
We call them chiggers. You get them in the woods now.
All right.
Get them back in the woods, you call them chiggers.
And these insects that hop along in the grass.
Well, that'd be a grasshopper, I guess. A grasshopper that had four...
All right.
Four to six legs, and they...
Uh-huh.
They, live on vegetation, live on the grass, and one time I was working in the back and one lit on the nose, and that's the funniest feeling you ever saw. There, that he stuck those clinches down in your nose.
Is that right?
And hung on.
My goodness. thing that a spider weaves up in a corner.
That's your spider web.
Would you call it the same thing indoors or outdoors?
Well, let's see, indoors they call it the indoors, where there's too much of it to take, what is it, to be outdoors, to be a web, and indoors, I can't think of the name. What is
Well, that's okay. I think of a cobweb or a spider's nest.
Indoors, you'd call it, where it's real dense, you'd call it a cobweb. That's what I'm trying to say. Cobweb.
The parts of a tree underground are called
the roots.
And what kinds of trees grow around?